Anne Reynolds, Director of the Isle of Man Airport. What should passengers due to fly be doing today, given the current situation with the flights?
Well, at the moment, most flights at Ronald's Way are operating as usual this afternoon. We had planned yesterday, it was known that there would be an opportunity to fly this afternoon, and the good news for us was that all of our aircraft, the base aircraft, were actually here with the crews ready to go. So it was looking for that window of opportunity to start going. So it had been expected that most of the afternoon flights would occur. Then last night, the 2200 opening of the UK controlled airspace across meant that more airlines were then looking at not only the regions that were going to be a little clearer to do with the ash plume, but at the new procedures that have been put in place. So at the moment, I would still ask passengers just to check their web link, or if they haven't got access to a computer, to give the airport a call first before they come to the airport.
Right, so on the Isle of Man flights, are these subject to the delay still that the UK has been warning about because of the backlog?
We haven't had much delay. I looked at the website earlier on, and most of ours have been departing and arriving on time. When they announced the decision last night, there was quite a lot of onus put onto the airlines to ensure that they can carried out and put into place their own risk assessments and develop their own operational procedures, and also to put in place an intensive sort of maintenance ash damage inspection before and after it's placed. So there's a lot of work to be done, not only sort of, you know, getting the ball rolling, getting crews to airplanes and planning which flights, because a lot of airlines actually do have planes and crews in the wrong places. And we were very lucky, all ours made at home before most of this took place. Obviously, Manx2.com were able to carry out some low-level flights throughout the period. So we haven't had much delay with our flights, but for those who are coming back or those who are even looking to go away this weekend, if they're looking to go from the UK to Europe or somewhere like that, there may be one or two delays. But it is hoped that probably by Friday latest, most of the European flights will be running to schedule.
And I was going to ask you about any possible engine checks. Is this sort of mandatory that the plane should be looked over after flying at the moment?
Yes, the civil aviation has sort of drawn together the last few days, the top sort of aircraft engineers with specialisms in engine and airframe manufacturing. They've looked at what's happened previously from volcanic ash incidents, and there was new data collected from the test flights, and many countries had some airliner tests over Sunday and Monday. So they put all that together and come up with new procedures. But what they are also saying is the airlines, because in reality it's down to the airlines to determine when it's safe for their aircraft to fly, they must put into place their risk assessments, but they must also make sure after each and every flight that the airplane's checked over for ash, and if indeed there are any ash-related incidents, to report that to the CAA.
And that is happening here, these ash inspections on the flights that are coming in?
Yeah, everybody is putting things in place. Manx2.com was doing this throughout the weekend in order to continue operating, even low-level flights. So they've been doing some... they've been doing it for several days. And in a way, when they kicked off this morning, they went straight into their normal schedule. They were slightly ahead of the bigger operators.
But it's not leading to any delays having to have these, you know, these planes checked over before they go back out again at the moment?
No. If I'm looking at the sort of the schedules now, the Dublin flight's coming in 20 minutes earlier, Blackpool's coming in 20 minutes earlier, London City's 10 minutes earlier, and Gatwick's due in around about sort of 15 minutes earlier. So... we're having an adverse. We're managing our stuff on time, I'm very pleased to say.
I was going to say, you must be pleased that things are reverting to normal now.
It is. It's quite nice. It's quite bizarre being here at an airport on Sunday and Monday when the airport was closed. So there was no planes, no staff, no vehicles. It was all very unusual, and I'm very pleased to hear it buzzing again.
Are you expecting any other problems, or is it just a sort of wait-and-see sort of thing?
We're still monitoring the... advice from and the wind charts from the Volcanic Ash Advisory Centre, and it had been planned that most of certainly Scotland, going all the way down to southern England, was going to be clear today, even without the new data and procedures in place. And the winds over the next couple of days are looking sort of southwesterly, coming from the southwest. So we were looking for at least the next couple of days the plume wouldn't be coming our way anyway. So what were the new procedures in that? It's looking very good.